This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Saber, Hilldrop Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell & Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell Endoscopy. Here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening. Welcome, welcome. Frank and Hobbo in studio tonight. It's a little drizzly out there, but you know what?
It was a nice day otherwise.
We're still happy because the Wahoos are still seated third in the ACC tournament right now. And as far as I'm concerned, that's job one. They've got to get into the tournament. The byes will give them time to practice a little bit more and allow Tony to scout out his opponents. And then the team needs to deliver. They've got to win this game on Saturday night against Georgia Tech.
That is true.
And there's no monkey business. They've got to come out ready to play.
Well, that secures the third seed. I haven't really looked as to what happens if they lose, but I don't like to think about that consideration. But we got Jim Miller with us, former Who, regional MVP back in 1984. And here's a fact that I noticed. Speaking of shooting.
Yeah.
Did you realize, you know, there's so much talk about Tony Bennett's three-point percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Did you realize that Jim Miller has a higher three-point shooting percentage than Tony Bennett?
In the pros?
No, in college.
Whoa.
Now, it's a small sample. He was 1-for-2, but that's 50%. Can you remember that three, Jimmy?
I don't remember taking it.
Well, you should have taken more. You were shooting 50%, you know. What the heck? We could use you on this team, I think.
This team looks to me, I could be wrong, but when they get on the bus or the plane or whatever to get to these other schools, something's going wrong. They need to change the music, the pregame meal, the shoot-around, the hotels. Something's wrong.
Well, I think really what they need to do is make sure the team understands the time the game starts. I know times jump all over the place, and I think sometimes they get confused. Saturday night it started at 6, and I think they thought it started at 7. Let me ask you this. I was reading something just a little bit ago from Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press, and he suggested that maybe Tane Murray should start and not Andrew Rohde, and maybe they made a mistake redshirting Anthony Robinson. Where are you with the team, and do you think is it too late in the season to make further changes in the lineup and the way they're playing?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. I hope you guys are doing well in down there in Richmond, and it's always a pleasure to jump on, and not overly excited to jump on after a game like we played at Duke on Saturday. So it's a kind of a loaded kind of situation you walk in. I kind of think Hobga, with like you, me, get Gates and a couple other, and we could have probably got, you know, more than 18 points, but.
Well, at least Gates would have started a fight just to show a little spunk, you know.
Gates would not have allowed those clowns just to get all those stickbacks, right?
So, yeah, but let's not forget, though, they did win, and the game started at 9 o'clock up at Boston College. So I just throw that in there because they did show up in a game that was a hard game.
Well, that's a good point. You know, in that Boston College game, obviously we were watching it, not in person like you, but I think it was right underneath the eight-minute timeout, and Boston College was up 51-48. They had possession and fortunately took a three from the corner. It missed, and Virginia went on an 11-0 run. McNeely made a couple of threes. Groves made one, and I think they made a couple of free throws to take control of the game. So you're right. That was a gutsy performance in a game the Hoos had to win.
Yeah, and if you talk to anybody on the squad, they aren't either. But the scheduling folks did Virginia no favors by having a 9 o'clock game in Boston on Wednesday night, and we were late getting out of there. They had to de-ice the plane, et cetera. The guys got back here. We got back at 4 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, and then you go on the road. Whatever they did practice-wise on Thursday, practice Friday, and then you're hopping on a bus 3.5 hours down to Durham for the Saturday game. And that was on Friday. So the turnaround was really, really short. And oh, by the way, you're going into Cameron where they win 85% of their games. So even at your very best, right, it's going to be a tough environment. And Duke's probably playing as well as anybody in the conference and probably as well as really anybody in the country. So they're playing at home. So it was kind of a perfect storm for what we saw. That being said, you certainly anticipate that and you know that, and so you got to prepare yourself to go in there and expect that. Another little caveat that we haven't talked about but is relevant, I think. Reese Beekman's the only guy that had played in Cameron Indoor, right? Of all those guys, Reese Beekman's the only one with any experience playing in that environment. And you guys know you can't replicate that scenario. They talked about it. I know they talked about it. Just tried to make yourself as mentally and physically prepared to go into that environment and withstand whatever that first 4 or 5 minutes. I really thought that the first 4 minutes, it's almost cliche, but that was going to be really important, that if Virginia could stay toe-to-toe with them in that first 4 minutes, get a couple baskets, then everybody, including the officiating, would know, okay, Virginia's here.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, you mentioned the first 4 minutes, and Frank said this before we came on the air. This is a team that has gotten off to some really terrible starts, especially on the road. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, you know, it's been tough. It really has, and I thought that they've done better as you know, going down to Clemson. You know, that was a big game, and I think this team has continued to grow and evolve as the season's gone on, but relatively speaking, a young nucleus of guys playing together. And I can't tell you specific, boy, if you could have done this or that a little differently, but it's real. I mean, they've been knocked on their heels and have proven that it's difficult for them to recover that. And they're a different team when they play at home, but, you know, and you'd like to think, okay, as the season goes on, they've gained more experience, and I thought we were seeing that. I mean, Boston College, they got exposed at Duke. There's no question about it.
Well, Jimmy, this is Frank, and thank you for joining us tonight, as always. I heard most of what you said post-game in Durham, and I wondered if you could I don't want to say use the word regurgitate, but sort of summarize your thoughts there, because I thought you were hitting the nail on the head with your comments post-game. I mean, a lot of road games on Saturdays in the conference. That doesn't bode well. I mean, Virginia had two back-to-back away games here at the end of the season. No picnic there. One at 9 o'clock, and obviously the game down in Durham at 6. But you were talking about the team itself and their psyche, maybe, and maybe there are just certain guys that are uncomfortable on the road. Rhodey looks petrified. Groves on Saturday night looked petrified to shoot, and Beekman was the only one that looked like a guy that wanted the ball and wanted to take shots. Am I wrong?
There were a lot of things there, Frank.
Yes.
clearly it displays the most poise and composure and experience of all those guys. Again, you know, if you're immediately reflecting back to what happened on Saturday, you know, for including Groves, like those guys had never played in that environment before. So, you know, it's I think they're tinkering, the coaching staff, with lineup rotations, et cetera. You saw them, Rhodey not starting at Boston College and then starting Groves. I like that personally. And I think, you know, you're going to continue to see that. And they're still playing for something, too. So
yes,
the adjustments this week, like, that's, it's real. And so they're going to be mindful of who does what and where and when and who substitutes and without reinventing, because they're still third in the conference right now, and they're playing for a double bye in the ACC tournament, and that's going to be good enough with whatever, maybe coupled with whatever they do in the
yeah.
In
what's
the
your
ACC
opinion about that? And I know it's just your opinion, but if they do win Saturday and finish third in the regular season, do they still have to win a game at the ACC tournament to get in the NCAA, or what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, Jim, I think it's good enough. I do. I think if they win on Saturday at home against Georgia Tech, that regardless of what happens in that first round of the ACC tournament, I think they're good enough to say, hey, the body of work relative to everybody else, they're one of the best teams in the country worthy of being one of the 68 slots, let's say. So,
and it probably helps, you know,
thought.
This it's kind of late in the season to have the midweek off, but they'll have some time to rest and prepare for Georgia Tech, and then if they win that game, they won't play again until the following Thursday, so they get a little bit of a break here, which I assume you think will help them.
Absolutely. You know, guys are, I mean, you think of the fatigue factor and any kind of little bruises or whatever, you know, and it's mentally and emotionally, it's this is a hard time of year, and so when you have time to kind of manage that, I think that's important, all of it, the physical, and they do a great job of that, and Mike Curtis and his staff are, you know, they watch that kind of stuff and they track it, and they'll go hard, they might go hard and go short, you know, but I think they'll be as prepared, and then it'll be like a neutral setting, right? So it won't be actually going on the road into
right.
somebody else's, you know, does that make a difference in March? We'll see, but I'd like to think that it would.
But hey, Jimmy, let's do this because we've got 2 minutes to go in this segment. Dante Harris, would you say he's healthy now? Just from, you know, the eyeball test.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I know one of those kinds of injuries, you know, I know that they still treat it, you know, so it's one of those that probably until when the season's completely over and you can really rest, I think he's healthy enough to go, and that's why they're out there letting him play.
All right. Elijah Gertrude shows the most creativity on the perimeter and has serious hops. Do you think we're going to see more of him here in March?
Yeah, I know, right? A lot of people are talking about him, and he certainly has what you just said, the explosiveness, the athleticism, the ability to kind of initiate and make a spark, you know, or make something happen. And I think that, I mean, I'm not in the coach's locker room, and I'm not, you know, in those meetings, but I know that he's on their radar just like everybody else is.
Well, he's got a bright future. Jimmy, we thank you for your time. Good luck on Saturday night. Have a great broadcast and a terrific postseason, and maybe we'll talk to you down the road, but thanks for your time this evening. All right, we're going to go to break. We got the Ortho Virginia Injury Report coming up with our really good friend, Dr. Jody Smith. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services.
There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News. To learn more, go to faisoncenter.org.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy. Now.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. You know, the biggest concentration of UVA fans outside of Charlottesville itself is here in Richmond. It's our hometown, and Town Bank is proud to bring what we call hometown banking to our members. We're known for providing exquisite service and for our deep involvement in the community. As a proud graduate of UVA, I'm a big fan of the home team, and I'm a big fan of hometown banking. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit crownacuraRichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup. And with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision crafted performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision crafted performance and effortless transaction.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, Who's Talking is back, 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 back. That's my best Chris Berman. And
sounds like a good baseball broadcast there.
Just a tad outside. Yeah. All right, hey.
Jody Smith on the line.
Doctor,
how about that?
Dr. Smith.
Just in the nick of time.
Perfect timing. Just as we had to go to the bullpen, there he is. We like to have the starter
in
the
game.
Hey, Jody. How are you?
Doing good. Well, after the new game, fair.
Yeah, that impacted me. I just don't understand it.
Are we calling that a game or was that a slaughter? You know,
I don't know. It wasn't that. Let's not talk about it like that, Hobbo. Come on. So, Virginia had a significant injury on the lacrosse team prior to the game against Hopkins. Number 32, Anthony Gobriel, a junior middie who transferred from Navy to become the face-off specialist extraordinaire, and who was excellent against Michigan, Richmond, and
Ohio State.
However, without him on Saturday, I got to watch number 5 for Johns Hopkins. His name is Logan Callahan. Just school us. In fact, he was so efficient at the X, it was like watching a surgeon. I mean, he was just amazing. Anyhow, we don't know anything about Gobriel, except we believe that it's his shoulder. We don't know the severity. We don't know the type of thing, but you've been around lacrosse a long time. Jody, what are the usual shoulder injuries that occur, particularly at the face-offs position?
Yeah, the two most common ones are going to be either a labral injury, a dislocation, or a shoulder separation, either of which could have happened, you know, but both of which typically are, you know, short-term, but could be, you know, 2 to 3 weeks before they get back, assuming it wasn't something that, you know, more serious than normal. So, not a great timeline, particularly with the way that they showed up on Saturday, and that really definitely affected the game. Although I'll say that the number of turnovers we had certainly didn't help either.
Well, you know, it's weird. Most people don't know this about Lars Tiffany, the head coach, but he treats turnovers fairly mildly, because he doesn't want to hinder the creativity of the offensive players. So he tends not to put a lot of stock into that. Now, he does beat the drum for ground balls, and Virginia did not do well in the ground ball category, particularly in the first quarter and then later on in the game. And there were just too many lost possessions. I was there, and number 13 and 14 Virginia had nightmarish games. They just could not make a good pass.
Well, we didn't score a whole lot in the second half, although I think the Hopkins goalie had a good game.
Fiddle-faddle. He didn't have to deal with good shots. You know, if you take bad shots, they're easy to defend. Will Corey, number 14, who's a graduate, was pretty average. Ryan Colsey, who's a second year, showed me a couple of things, but those short stick middies and others just couldn't guard anybody. But anyway, Jody, let's go back to basketball. And if we block out the Duke debacle and look at Georgia Tech this coming Saturday, they have all week to get healthier, you know, get in shape, change the game plan a little bit, maybe change the lineup. How do you feel they will handle Georgia Tech, and then how will they prepare for the ACC tournament and the likely double bye?
I think they beat Georgia Tech. I think, you know, at home defensively they tend to shine. Georgia Tech doesn't have the horses, and even though we don't score a lot of points, I think they win that game. And then I think that, you know, you've got to change something up, and, you know, hopefully Tony's got something up his sleeve. Maybe you go small to create some more scoring. I mean, we're not defending well in the post anyway. Maybe you do something to get a shooter to get the guy out of the lane. That's what's been really killing us, is they don't have to guard our postmen. They're too slow to the basket. So you got to do something different. Offensively, it's just been miserable since kind of the beginning of February, and you got to find some way to get some points on the board. You can't stop everybody.
Yeah, the problem they have, and this has been a weakness all year, they just don't have any post offense. You know, Miner has helped them defensively, but hasn't brought a lot to the table offensively. But, Jody, we thank you for joining us as always. Have a good evening. We'll talk to you soon. And we're going to go to break now. We'll come back second half hour with the Chris Wright from the Sabre to talk a little women's basketball and a whole lot of other things. So stay tuned. We got a lot more to come.
Dr. Robert Call's company, Clinical Research Partners, needs you to participate in a clinical trial to help tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines.
So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We will be enrolling for flu study this fall.
You could help make the difference for many other folks with your same problem. Think of it. You could be somebody else's hero.
Dr. Call is advancing medicine to improve lives.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Hoo to get the job done. And call Hildrip at 1-800-476-6683.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSabre.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. thesaber.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Segment number three. And we have our good friend, longtime collaborator, partner, sponsor, all-around great guy, Chris Wright, joining us from thesaber.com.
We're all getting old together. Well, Chris is not old.
He's young.
Yeah. Young by our standards.
Although, I think I have more hair than Chris.
Oh. Oh. Well, there you are.
Chris, welcome to Who's Talking today.
Grayish, though.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you said think. I know you have more hair. Mine is rapidly disappearing.
Hey, well, that's, you know, a busy street, you know, that type of deal. But, yeah. Hey, Chris, you're a women's basketball guy, having been, and I guess still are, the women's coach at Western Albemarle. But talk to us about the Lady Hoos. Big win yesterday. Seemed to be playing better here toward the tail end of the season. Well, what do you think, and what are their chances down in Greensboro starting this Wednesday?
Yeah, so they've won five of their last seven, and that includes the big win against Virginia Tech. You know, Virginia Tech number five coming in to the JPJ last night. I was there. It was about 50-50 in terms of Hokie fans and Virginia fans, but both sides were really loud, and it was a really well-played game, and fortunately Virginia was able to pull it off. That's their first win against the top five team since 2017. So it feels like things are turning in the right direction here on the back half of this season. And maybe the biggest story is just how good the freshman Kimora Johnson is. She can really play, and this is the front end of her career. She was really big again yesterday and has been when they're beating ranked teams. She's right in the thick of all of those wins.
And she's local, right? Is she from the Charlottesville area?
She is. She's playing at St. Ann's Belfield here in Charlottesville. So another kind of homegrown kid. Yeah, obviously, Sam Brunell is finishing her career as Kimora starts hers, along with Olivia McGee. But all of those kids are Central Virginia kids playing for Coach Mox.
Let's talk about Kimora Johnson. Excellent handle. Good first, second, and third steps. Pull-up jump shot. Creative floaters and bank shots. And just the sky's the limit, is it not?
No, yeah, it absolutely is. She's also very competitive and will get after it. You know what I mean? So she's not getting those things that you just described in garbage time or whatever. She's making plays like that when the game's on the line. And that's been true for a really long time. You know, I remember seeing her play all the way back in seventh grade against some JV teams around here. And she was really good back then. And that really hasn't changed. She played in the Play for Premies event that I organized. She played in that for St. Ann's 1 year and hit six threes in that game. So she's been doing this for a while, and locally we've all seen it. So it's kind of cool to see her do that on a national stage.
How's the recruiting for next year? I know Coach Mox is trying to build a program that is worthy of the university, as they say. How's it look for the future?
So I think they only have one high school recruit coming in right now. Who's a fairly well-rated recruit, but that makes you think there will be some portal activity when the season finishes and that window opens up, because they're going to lose a couple of players from this roster more than likely. So you're going to have to like backfill that, and I assume that's going to be done through the portal. And that's where a lot of the players have come from here these first 2 years, is filling in around high school kids while they get it up and running under Coach Mock.
So, Chris, you got a lot of traffic Sunday night concerning, you know, the Wahoo women. Have you ever seen any kind of fury like that surrounding women's hoops in a long time?
Yeah, it's been a while. Obviously, like, there was a long stretch there where the program was not winning games.
Yep.
So it's hard for anybody to get excited about that. But, you know, back when you know, Debbie Ryan was finishing up and Coach Boyle for a little bit, there were times that it was like that. But the excitement is definitely growing here the last 2 years as things appear to be turning in the right direction.
Don't you think, and I've met at least one or two of Mox's assistants, don't you think there's excellent communication going on there and a good overall message that they're putting out there? Because it seems to me that despite all these injuries in the last 2 years, these kids are still playing very hard. And to win 5 of 7 at this time of the year and to beat a top five team like VPI, to me, that's proof positive that Coach Mox is on the right track.
To me, I think the biggest thing I look at is they started 0-7 in ACC play with all the injuries and a lot of stuff going on and young team in certain spots with Kimura and some others. It would have been really easy to not turn it around and go 5-0-7. So to me, it's more that she and her staff maintained the buy-in even after a slow start in ACC play, and then pulling off 4 ranked wins this season now, not just Virginia Tech. They obviously won at Louisville, which I don't think an unranked ACC team had done to the current Louisville coach. So, yeah, definitely some good markers here on the back half of the season. You know, if they can put together a little miracle run here in Greensboro, you know, maybe they could make even more noise. But they qualified for the WNIT by having a winning record at the end of the regular season. So I think they'll be in postseason either way this year. We'll see how all that plays out. But I think that's an important step for this tenure as well.
Absolutely. Let's switch to the men. And let's look forward, not backward. Georgia Tech this coming Saturday, obviously a very big game. You're a coach. How do you get this team to score more?
That's the million-dollar question, right? That's the one that's floating all around social media or any water cooler, or if you talk to any Virginia fans, it's, why is the offense struggling so much? And a lot of it is some kind of mismatched pieces, and so they're making choices, right? As a coach, you have to make choices. They're pluses and minuses with anything you do. So before, they had Rhodey and Dante Harris playing a lot because those guys get assists, right? They try to set other people up. Lately, they've gone to more Ryan Dunn as a slasher on the wing and more Groves again. To me, I think you have to find a way to move people more. There are too many sets that they have where a couple people are stagnant. When they move around a little bit more, it seems like they're able to get going. Now, 8 o'clock home game will help. They have not had a Saturday night home game yet. So I think the place will be juiced since it's senior night and a late start.
All right, let's look at the ACC tournament. Historically, Virginia has done well when the ACC tournament has been played in D.C. or Maryland or New York. There have been some exceptions. I've been to those exceptions. Let's talk about this team going to D.C. likely possessing the double bye and coming off this recent roller coaster of win one, lose one, win one, lose one, win one. So if they win as they're expected against Georgia Tech at home next Saturday on senior night, late game, which is kind of weird to me that they would do that to Virginia, but
it's just the way the bracket works. If you're the 3 seed, you're going to play the last quarterfinal game.
No, I'm talking about the regular season game.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the tournament.
The schedule for Virginia this year was so crazy. So many Saturdays playing away from JPJ and not enough in JPJ. Just let's talk about the ACC tournament in D.C. and the perception they're probably going to be on Duke's side of the bracket. What are your thoughts?
I haven't really studied how Duke and North Carolina can fall out here, but Virginia's the 3 if they win on Saturday. So
right. We
kind of know what Virginia's path is. And then that sets up an interesting quarterfinal, right? Somebody out of the group, the way it looks currently, Syracuse, Wake Forest, Clemson, those are the type of teams that are going to be in the mix in that 6-11 range in terms of the bracket. And all of those teams are actually top 100 in the net. So it'll be a good win if they can win in that game. So, listen, Pittsburgh killed them in the JPJ. Not a great matchup. Split with Wake Forest. Looked good one time. Looked not so good the other time. So it'll be interesting to kind of see what shuffles out there. They obviously held on at Clemson. But any of those teams are going to be a difficult quarterfinal matchup. And, you know, we'll just have to see how they look. Because it's definitely been a roller coaster.
I've looked at the schedule. The Hobo breakdown is Virginia 3, Wake 4, Pitt 5, Clemson 6, Syracuse 7. Now, I could be wrong, but if it works out that way, it would be Clemson on Thursday night at 9:30 in D.C., but any of those teams is going to be a challenge. That's the nature of playing in the quarterfinal. Do you think they need to win a game in Washington to get a bid to the NCAA?
I think that depends more on the people around them right now in the bubble. I think they're in pretty safely if they beat Georgia Tech, provided that others don't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Dr. Robert Call's company, Clinical Research Partners, needs you to participate in a clinical trial to help tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines.
So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We will be enrolling for flu study this fall.
You could help make the difference for many other folks with your same problem. Think of it. You could be somebody else's hero.
Dr. Call is advancing medicine to improve lives.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Hoo to get the job done. And call Hildrip at 1-800-476-6683.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Segment number three. And we have our good friend, longtime collaborator, partner, sponsor, all-around great guy, Chris Wright, joining us from TheSaber.com.
We're all getting old together. Well, Chris is not old.
He's young.
Yeah. Young by our standards.
Although, I think I have more hair than Chris.
Oh. Oh. Well,
hey,
there you are.
Chris, welcome to Who's Talking today.
Grayish, though.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you said think. I know you have more hair. Mine is rapidly disappearing.
Hey, well, that's, you know,
what do they say,
a busy street, you know, that type of a deal. But, yeah. Hey, Chris, you know, you're a women's basketball guy, having been, and I guess still are, the women's coach at Western Albemarle. But talk to us about the Lady Hoos. Big win yesterday. Seemed to be playing better here toward the tail end of the season. Well, what do you think, and what are their chances down in Greensboro starting this Wednesday?
Yeah, so they've won five of their last seven, and that includes the big win against Virginia Tech. You know, Virginia Tech number five coming in to the JPJ last night. I was there. It was about 50-50 in terms of Hokie fans and Virginia fans, but both sides were really loud, and it was a really well-played game, and fortunately Virginia was able to pull it off. That's their first win against a top five team since 2017. So it feels like things are turning in the right direction here on the back half of this season. And maybe the biggest story is just how good the freshman Kimora Johnson is. She can really play, and this is the front end of her career. She was really big again yesterday and has been when they're beating ranked teams. She's right in the thick of all of those wins.
And she's local, right? Is she from the Charlottesville area?
She is. She's playing at St. Ann's Belfield here in Charlottesville. So another kind of homegrown kid. Yeah, obviously, Sam Brunell is finishing her career as Kimora starts hers, along with Olivia McGee. But all of those kids are Central Virginia kids playing for Coach Mox.
Let's talk about Kimora Johnson. Excellent handle. Good first, second, and third steps. Pull-up jump shot. Creative floaters and bank shots. And just the sky's the limit, is it not?
No, yeah, it absolutely is. She's also very competitive and will get after it. You know what I mean? So she's not getting those things that you just described in garbage time or whatever. She's making plays like that when the game's on the line. And that's been true for a really long time. You know, I remember seeing her play all the way back in seventh grade against some JV teams around here. And she was really good back then. And that really hasn't changed. She played in the Play for Premies event that I organized. She played in that for St. Ann's 1 year and hit six threes in that game. So she's been doing this for a while, and locally we've all seen it. So it's kind of cool to see her do that on a national stage.
How's the recruiting for next year? I know Coach Mox is trying to build a program that is worthy of the university, as they say. How's it look for the future?
So I think they only have one high school recruit coming in right now. Who's a fairly well-rated recruit, but that makes you think there will be some portal activity when the season finishes and that window opens up, because they're going to lose a couple of players from this roster more than likely. So you're going to have to like backfill that, and I assume that's going to be done through the portal. And that's where a lot of the players have come from here these first 2 years, is filling in around high school kids while they get it up and running under Coach Mox.
So, Chris, you got a lot of traffic Sunday night concerning, you know, the Wahoo women. Have you ever seen any kind of fury like that surrounding women's hoops in a long time?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. Obviously, like, there was a long stretch there where the program was not winning games.
Yep.
So it's hard for anybody to get excited about that. But, you know, back when, you know, Debbie Ryan was finishing up and Coach Boyle for a little bit, there were times that it was like that. But the excitement is definitely growing here the last 2 years as things appear to be trending in the right direction.
Don't you think, and I've met at least one or two of Mox's assistants, don't you think there's excellent communication going on there and a good overall message that they're putting out there? Because it seems to me that despite all these injuries in the last 2 years, these kids are still playing very hard. And to win 5 of 7 at this time of the year and to beat a top five team like VPI, to me, that's proof positive that Coach Mox is on the right track.
To me, I think the biggest thing I look at is they started 0-7 in ACC play with all the injuries and a lot of stuff going on and young team in certain spots with Kimora and some others. It would have been really easy to not turn it around and go 5-0-7. So to me, it's more that she and her staff maintained the buy-in even after a slow start in ACC play and then pulling off 4 ranked wins this season now, not just Virginia Tech. They obviously won at Louisville, which I don't think an unranked ACC team had done to the current Louisville coach. So, yeah, definitely some good markers here on the back half of the season. You know, if they can put together a little miracle run here in Greensboro, you know, maybe they could make even more noise. But they qualified for the WNIT by having a winning record at the end of the regular season. So I think they'll be in postseason either way this year. We'll see how all that plays out. But I think that's an important step for this tenure as well.
Absolutely. Let's switch to the men. And let's look forward, not backward. Georgia Tech this coming Saturday, obviously a very big game. You're a coach. How do you get this team to score more?
That's the million-dollar question, right? That's the one that's floating all around social media or any water cooler, or if you talk to any Virginia fans, it's why is the offense struggling so much? And a lot of it is some kind of mismatched pieces, and so they're making choices, right? As a coach, you have to make choices. They're pluses and minuses with anything you do. So before they had Rhodey and Dante Harris playing a lot because those guys get assists, right? They try to set other people up. Lately, they've gone to more Ryan Dunn as a slasher on the wing and more Groves again. To me, I think you have to find a way to move people more. There are too many sets that they have where a couple people are stagnant. When they move around a little bit more, it seems like they're able to get going. Now, 8 o'clock home game will help. They have not had a Saturday night home game yet. So I think the place will be juiced since it's senior night and a late start.
All right, let's look at the ACC tournament. Historically, Virginia has done well when the ACC tournament has been played in D.C. or Maryland or New York. There have been some exceptions. I've been to those exceptions. Let's talk about this team going to D.C. likely possessing the double bye and coming off this recent roller coaster of win one, lose one, win one, lose one, win one. So if they win as they're expected against Georgia Tech at home next Saturday on senior night, late game, which is kind of weird to me that they would do that to Virginia, but
it's just the way the bracket works. If you're the 3 seed, you're going to play the last quarterfinal game.
No, I'm talking about the regular season game.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the tournament.
The schedule for Virginia this year was so crazy. So many Saturdays playing away from JPJ and not enough in JPJ. Just let's talk about the ACC tournament in D.C. and the perception they're probably going to be on Duke's side of the bracket. What are your thoughts?
I haven't really studied how Duke and North Carolina can fall out here, but Virginia's the 3 if they win on Saturday. So
right. We
kind of know what Virginia's path is. And then that sets up an interesting quarterfinal, right? Somebody out of the group, the way it looks currently, Syracuse, Wake Forest, Clemson, those are the type of teams that are going to be in the mix in that 6-11 range in terms of the bracket. And all of those teams are actually top 100 in the net. So it'll be a good win if they can win in that game. So, listen, Pittsburgh killed them in the JPJ, not a great matchup. Split with Wake Forest. Looked good one time, looked not so good the other time. So it'll be interesting to kind of see what shuffles out there. They obviously held on at Clemson, but any of those teams are going to be a difficult quarterfinal matchup. And, you know, we'll just have to see how they look, because it has definitely been a roller coaster.
I've looked at the schedule. The Hobo breakdown is Virginia 3, Wake 4, Pitt 5, Clemson 6, Syracuse 7. Now, I could be wrong, but if it works out that way, it would be Clemson on Thursday night at 9:30 in D.C. But any of those teams is going to be a challenge. That's the nature of playing in the quarterfinal. Do you think they need to win a game in Washington to get a bid to the NCAA?
I think that depends more on the people around them right now in the bubble. I think they're in pretty safely if they beat Georgia Tech, provided that others don't creep up, right? The bubble doesn't look great if you're looking at last six in, first six out, like kind of that 12-team territory. There's not a whole lot of great in there, right? Virginia's resume is very solid other than predictive measurements, right? So those blowouts on the road are really messing with their predictive numbers, but their other numbers, strength of record and things like that, are pretty good. Their net's pretty good. Notre Dame has climbed up, so they don't have a quad three loss anymore, as long as Notre Dame kind of hangs in the territory they're in. So I feel like they're in decent shape right now of that kind of pool of a dozen teams that are hovering right on that bubble line.
How many ACC teams do you think will get in?
You know, I know the projections mostly say three or four, so I'm going to go four.
Joe Lunardi has five.
Right, so I think five. I think that's more fair, but I think it'll probably end up at four unless Wake Forest wins a couple games going into this tournament.
So I'm going to give you my dark horse. I think in the ACC tournament, you're going to see a tough Pitt team. Pitt has a couple of weapons that translate well to a neutral site. Mm-hmm. Number one, penetrating guards and a horse that wants to shoot. And that guy, his name escapes me.
Henson.
He will take shots coming off the bus.
He's very physical for a guard,
yes,
too. He's a solid guy.
He is not a guard. He is a brute. And like I said, he's fearless, and he will take shots. If he makes a couple of shots at the beginning of the game, look out for whoever's playing Pitt. Now, I think Carolina Duke are just fighting for, you know, second or third or fourth seed in the NCAAs. Virginia's fighting to somewhere finish in the 8 to 10 seed range. I think if Virginia wins two games, they do themselves a world of good.
Well, absolutely, because if they win two games, they would have to beat either Duke or Carolina in all likelihood.
Wake has to win to finish up the season, and then they've got to win two games in D.C. Otherwise, they may slip out.
I don't think they have to
win
two.
They had a bad week.
I know, but they have two games at home this week, including Clemson, so if they win those two home games, they'd be 12-8. If they win a game in Washington, I think they'd be in.
For whatever reason, Clemson makes all the people that have these metrics, all these bracketologists and the various ranking systems, they love Clemson's non-conference success. I think Clemson's in no matter what they do, unless they were to get blown out in D.C. And that's why I say Pitt. State could be the other dark horse, but they've got to come to life.
State's going to lose two games this week. They're going to be seeded 10th in the tournament. They're not going.
Chris, do you think Duke is going to pulverize Carolina? Will Carolina find some magic and beat them in Durham to retain the number one seed?
Duke's looked really good lately. So I think you have to like Duke at home just because of what Shire's done at home, right? I think they're 31-2 or something in his tenure. But, you know, Carolina has looked good all year long, too, just not quite as consistent here the last, what, 3 weeks-ish.
Yeah, so, it could be a week that we've seen before. Duke could play Carolina this Saturday and then play each other again the following Saturday in the ACC final. Hey, Ray. Hey, Chris, thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
We appreciate your time and the input, as always. All right, we're going to go to our final break. We got the Friday's Olympic Report and other things following these commercial messages from our great sponsors. Stay with us. You're listening to Who's Talking.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Wolves, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps, so awesome we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Camp Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit orthovirginia.com.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888. Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Welcome back to Who's Talking, final segment tonight on Big Monday, March 4th. And this is show number 27 of season 15, and it's the 520th show since we started this endeavor.
August of 09.
Yep.
Long time ago. We were young.
We really started in April of 09.
Well, that's when we hatched the project. But
anyway.
Anyway, what about Fridays?
Lot to cover. First off, Fridays is their Olympic sports sponsor, and we will talk about all the lovely things like loaded potato skins and their
First of all, if you don't get the classic Fridays combo appetizer, you're crazy. That has got to be one of the best things known to man. Mozzarella sticks are good. Meatballs are good. Chips and salsa are fine. The pot stickers are righteous. And
a lot of great food and happy hour every day, all day.
You always talk about a happy hour, Hubbo.
Well, that's a reason for that.
When are you going to spring the bucks for happy hour?
I'm a happy guy, you know, so I like happy hour.
Hey, they do a great job with shrimp there.
Hey, a couple of things. Next week, we will have our normal show Monday at 6 with the Voice of the Who's John Freeman and Dr. Boyd Rawls and probably another guest. But next week, we're going to have a special broadcast on Wednesday. In all likelihood, it'll be 6 o'clock as well. Frank's going to be up on site at the ACC tournament, so he'll be reporting in the first half hour. Terry Gates.
Capital One Center.
In Washington. Terry Gates is going to join me in studio, and we're going to probably reach out to a writer or two to report in with some assessment of the ACC tournament up to that point. And obviously on Wednesday, we expect Virginia will not play until Thursday. Also, a little something about our friends Larry and Nancy Tuskey. We went to a reception for them the other day.
We had a wonderful time at a party Friday night. We want to thank the Tuskey children for including us. It was a fabulous affair at the Country Club of Virginia. And
including a former contributor, Michael Tuskey, who started with us back in the day.
Who helped us with the Olympic report. It was great to catch up with Michael. Michael has a little girl, and we finally got to meet Maggie, and she was cute as a button. Anyway, they were celebrating their 40th anniversary, 75th birthdays. And let me tell you something. That couple is really dialed into UVA athletics, and we just want to do a shout-out tonight.
They call her Cavalier Nancy for a reason. But, hey, let's just touch on some Olympic news. We had Coach Pedroso, the tennis coach, on last week. We must have given him some good information because they won two matches over the weekend, both by the score of 4-3. They beat number 3 Wake Forest and then beat number 22 NC State on Friday and Sunday. And speaking of tennis, the women, who have reached the number 5 ranking, posted a 4-0 shutout over Clemson.
Hold on. Just in, the men won the Sportsmanship Award in the ITA semifinals. Very impressive that the National Team Indoor Sportsmanship Award was presented to UVA.
I'm sure they probably would have preferred to get the actual trophy, but yep. Sportsmanship is good.
That's good.
We also want to mention baseball. They actually lost a game on Saturday, but they won the series 2-1 against UMass.
And now they're 10-1.
10-1. They play tomorrow at home against Penn State, and then I think they go to George Washington on Wednesday, and their first ACC series is this coming weekend down in Miami against the Hurricanes, so we begin ACC play.
Spring break, baby.
So, weather should be good down in Miami. Nice. It'll be baseball weather down there in all likelihood. Be a great two shows next week. Exciting time. Obviously, the women, as we said earlier, the women's basketball team starts their ACC tournament play on Wednesday, 6:30 against Wake Forest. Hopefully, they will win in advance, and obviously the men have the big game Saturday night, 8 o'clock senior night. We'll say goodbye to Reese, Jake Groves, Jordan Miner, and Tristan Howell, the senior walk-ons.
All right, I've got a hot take on the basketball team.
Good, we need a hot take.
Here's what's going to happen this week. Tony is going to have some rigorous practices, probably short times on the court, and then there's going to be a lot of shoot-arounds in an attempt to shake up the team a little bit and get them dialed back into where is the rim. First, you got to find the rim, and then you got to aim for the front of the rim. But I see the following things happening next Saturday night. I think Tane Murray gets more minutes than usual. I think Elijah Gertrude gets some more minutes. Ryan Dunn needs to start putting the ball in the hoop. I don't care if he's 2 feet from the basket or he's standing in the parking lot. He needs to be contributing 10 points. He's a good athlete. Isaac McNeely needs to start driving to the hoop and drawing fouls. If they're going to overplay the arc, get inside and score. Jordan Miner, somebody give him a speech and talk to him about, pal, your college career is nearing an end. You better start playing like it matters. I really like the idea that Groves wakes up and comes out of his coma and start starts hitting some long balls, and you know they always talk about picking and popping. I don't care how he does it. Get open and bury some shots. And lastly, I think Tony Bennett is going to encourage maybe a little bit more up-tempo because this slow ball control is not working with this team.
Well, clearly this team would benefit from some transition baskets where, you know, because if you try to do everything with this group out of the half-court set, they have some limitations on the offensive end. So some easy transition baskets would really benefit
them. I predict Virginia beats Georgia Tech by 10 to 12 points.
I'll take that. Certainly defensively they're going to play. They always play well defensively at home. The sixth man at JPJ really helps in that regard.
All right, let's talk about the upcoming shows quickly. Next week, Monday night, the 11th, we have John Freeman, the voice of the Cavaliers. He does the play-by-play. And we might sprinkle in a couple of football questions.
Absolutely,
but it'll be mostly basketball.
And Wednesday's show, we expect to be six. It looks pretty certain that that's going to be the case. Could be five, but we'll certainly confirm that next Monday night.
Frank will be calling in. Habbo will be here in studio with Terry Gates.
Thanks, right. As always, for listening. Go Hoos.
Go Hoos.
Let's have a great week.
Go Hoos.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps, so awesome we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Hoos Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Hampton Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit OrthoVirginia.com.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888. Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Welcome back to Who's Talking, final segment tonight on Big Monday, March 4th. And this is show number 27 of season 15, and it's the 520th show since we started this endeavor.
August of 09.
Yep.
Long time ago. We were young.
We really started in April of 09.
Well, that's when we hatched the project. But
anyway.
Anyway. What about Fridays?
Lot to cover. First off, Fridays is our Olympic sports sponsor, and we'll talk about all the lovely things like loaded potato skins and their... first off, if you don't get the classic Fridays combo appetizer, you're crazy. That has got to be one of the best things known to man. Mozzarella sticks are good. Meatballs are good. Chips and salsa are fine. The pot stickers are righteous. And
a lot of great food and happy hour every day, all day.
You always talk about a happy hour, Hubbo.
Well, that's a reason for that.
When are you going to spring the bucks for happy hour?
I'm a happy guy, you know, so I like happy hour.
Hey, they do a great job with shrimp there.
Hey, a couple of things. Next week, we will have our normal show Monday at 6 with the Voice of the Who's John Freeman and Dr. Boyd Rawls and probably another guest. But next week, we're going to have a special broadcast on Wednesday. In all likelihood, it'll be 6 o'clock as well. Frank's going to be up on site at the ACC tournament, so he'll be reporting in the first half hour. Terry Gates.
Capital One Center.
In Washington. Terry Gates is going to join me in studio, and we're going to probably reach out to a writer or two to report in with some assessment of the ACC tournament up to that point. And obviously on Wednesday, we expect Virginia will not play until Thursday. Also, a little something about our friends Larry and Nancy Tuskey. We went to a reception for them the other day.
We had a wonderful time at a party Friday night. We want to thank the Tuskey children for including us. It was a fabulous affair at the Country Club of Virginia. And
including a former contributor, Michael Tuskey, who started with us back in the day.
Who helped us with the Olympic report. It was great to catch up with Michael. Michael has a little girl, and we finally got to meet Maggie, and she was cute as a button. Anyway, they were celebrating their 40th anniversary, 75th birthdays. And let me tell you something. That couple is really dialed into UVA athletics, and we just want to do a shout-out tonight.
They call her Cavalier Nancy for a reason. But, hey, let's just touch on some Olympic news. We had Coach Pedroso, the tennis coach, on last week. We must have given him some good information because they won two matches over the weekend, both by the score of 4-3. They beat number 3 Wake Forest and then beat number 22 NC State on Friday and Sunday. And speaking of tennis, the women who have reached the number five ranking, posted a 4-0 shutout over Clemson.
Hold on. Just in, the men won the sportsmanship award in the ITA semifinals. Very impressive that the National Team Indoor Sportsmanship Award was presented to UVA.
I'm sure they probably would have preferred to get the actual trophy, but yep. Sportsmanship is good.
That's good.
We also want to mention baseball. They actually lost a game on Saturday, but they won the series 2-1 against UMass.
And now they're 10-1.
10-1. They play tomorrow at home against Penn State, and then I think they go to George Washington on Wednesday, and their first ACC series is this coming weekend down in Miami against the Hurricanes, so we begin ACC play.
Spring break, baby.
So, weather should be good down in Miami. Nice. It'll be baseball weather down there in all likelihood. Hey, right. Should be a great two shows next week. Exciting time. Obviously, the women, as we said earlier, the women's basketball team starts their ACC tournament play on Wednesday, 6:30 against Wake Forest. Hopefully, they will win in advance, and obviously the men have the big game Saturday night, 8 o'clock senior night. We'll say goodbye to Reese, Jake Groves, Jordan Miner, and Tristan Howell, the senior walk-ons.
All right, I've got a hot take on the basketball team.
Good, we need a hot take.
Here's what's going to happen this week. Tony is going to have some rigorous practices, probably short times on the court, and then there's going to be a lot of shoot-arounds in an attempt to shake up the team a little bit and get them dialed back into where is the rim. First, you got to find the rim, and then you got to aim for the front of the rim. But I see the following things happening next Saturday night. I think Tane Murray gets more minutes than usual. I think Elijah Gertrude gets some more minutes. Ryan Dunn needs to start putting the ball in the hoop. I don't care if he's 2 feet from the basket or he's standing in the parking lot. He needs to be contributing 10 points. He's a good athlete. Isaac McNeely needs to start driving to the hoop and drawing fouls. If they're going to overplay the arc, get inside and score. Jordan Miner, somebody give him a speech and talk to him about, pal, your college career is nearing an end. You better start playing like it matters. I really like the idea that Groves wakes up and comes out of his coma and starts hitting some long balls. And you know, they always talk about picking and popping. I don't care how he does it. Get open and bury some shots. And lastly, I think Tony Bennett is going to encourage maybe a little bit more up-tempo because this slow ball control is not working with this team.
Well, clearly this team would benefit from some transition baskets where, you know, because if you try to do everything with this group out of the half-court set, they have some limitations on the offensive end. So some easy transition baskets would really benefit
them. I predict Virginia beats Georgia Tech by 10 to 12 points.
I'll take that. Certainly defensively they're going to play. They always play well defensively at home. The sixth man at JPJ really helps in that regard.
All right, let's talk about the upcoming shows quickly. Next week, Monday night, the 11th, we have John Freeman, the voice of the Cavaliers. He does the play-by-play. And we might sprinkle in a couple of football questions.
Absolutely.
But it'll be mostly basketball.
And Wednesday's show, we expect to be 6. It looks pretty certain that that's going to be the case. Could be 5, but we'll certainly confirm that next Monday night.
Frank will be calling in. Habbo will be here in studio with Terry Gates.
Thanks, as always, for listening. Go Hoos.
Go Hoos.
Let's have a great week.
Go Hoos.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.